baldness that you have, and God's really going to honor the baldness in your head. There's an anointing, you've heard us talk about this, that baldness carries. It just opens the door. God moves in extravagant ways when we step out of baldness. Elijah's a perfect story. Here's an example of that. There's kind of like that anointing that's on Elijah's own most. As you're willing to step out in baldness, God's able to demonstrate the reality of his presence and power because of that boldness. So just keep going for it.
I've gotten the Steelers shirt. 2 days ago, I kept having the vision of whatever those little stars are, the word Steelers. And I thought, what are you saying? But now I know the word is for you. And I just see that God is just raising you up into leadership. And I just kept hearing 1 Corinthians 13:13, which says, abide in these three, hope, faith, and love. But the greatest thing is love, that you're going to be a man that really walks in that, pouring out love to other people. 13 is a number of double portions that the Lord's going to give. But it's going to be like you're going to have real quick elevation. And God's doing things in your life. He's raising up a generation. You're one day a big time leader in your generation.
I have a word for you in a gray sweatshirt next to Christian yet. And I just heard the Lord say that these next 2 days while you're here, that you're going to experience freedom like you've never experienced before. And like that word that Luke preached just about stepping out, the Lord just said for you, as you take a step, just a baby step, the Lord's going to rush and meet you there, and you're going to know freedom from the inside out. Freedom that you've really cried out for, and new freedom in new places.
Also for you, I just saw you. The Lord said he's given you a holy curiosity, and that my God's going to continue to put in your heart the desire to understand unknown things. And so you may have a passion to see sci-fi stuff, kind of cool stuff. The Lord says because he's going to use you to be an instrument for the unknown to be manifested. God's given you a heart, the passion, the curiosity for the. You may not know this is what it's about yet, but it's about the supernatural. And so those who have a heart for the supernatural are usually the ones who can steward the supernatural. Okay? So embrace the passions that God's put in your heart to know the unknown. Okay? And even the bizarre. Not bad bizarre, but good bizarre. Okay?
First John.
Archbishop.
Father Scott, I just have a word for you that I feel like last night the Lord was telling me that he's taking the cap of limitation off you, that he's going to release you from some thinking that you've had, that there's limitations on you where you can go in the spirit and what God's called you to in life, and that the Lord's really called you to lift your eyes higher, that there's no limits on you, that God has really, really got a lot for you in the spirit.
For you in that gray shirt, I just heard God say that he's big enough. And what I heard was that it was almost like when you go home and you've been working all day and you're gonna have dinner, you kind of clean up, wash your hands and everything to make sure you're ready for dinner. And God was just saying that you can come to him just the way that you are, that you don't have to go and wash your hands and get ready and bring work on yourself and not be angry and, get in a good mood before you go to God for whatever. That he's big enough to handle you wherever you are in life. That you can bring him your frustrations, your anger, your questions, your fears, your doubts. And he can handle it. He's a big God for you. Amen. And he can help you. He can get you ready. Let him do it because it'll be much better.
Okay, and y'all from now on, let's try to concentrate on the kids. So if God gives you something other than I understand, but let's try to concentrate on the kids. In other words, ask the Lord to give you a word for the kid.
Okay.
And if he gives you one for an adult, you go for it.
Okay. I don't know who this is specifically for, but there's someone here that has a decision they have to make. And I just saw a road, and when it's really hot outside, you can see the heat coming off, and it blurs everything behind it. And so I just kept hearing that the line between right and wrong is blurred, but it doesn't matter because God knows you're going to make the right choice, so you don't need to be stressing about it.
Amen. Awesome.
He's going to bring you into a new season of a lot of interceding. And you're probably going to lose sleep to it because He likes to wake you up to intercede. I found that out the hard way. But just not to be worried about it, because He will get you the rest you need. But there's going to be a lot of interceding for you soon.
Also, I think it was the last lecture she came, God said, because it's on the website, go back, listen to all those tapes, all the teaching. God's going to awaken all that for you, but even in a more profound way when you first heard it. Okay, so now's the time to do that.
Yeah. I went for Hannah. And I just heard God say to be really open when you're here at the conference, because you're really going to get to know this week how much God loves you and what He thinks of you. And He wants you to know that no matter what you've done or what you'll do, that His thoughts have never shifted towards you and that He's always thought good things of you.
My little girl in the striped shirt right here.
Yes.
And I'm so scared. Okay. I saw a gift of creativity over you. Do you paint or do anything like that? Okay, so I saw you painting, and God wants you to know that through your paintings, you're going to see people healed, you're going to see people set free, people are going to encounter the Lord through what you paint, and He's saying it's not a trivial gift, it's not a small thing that you have, it's something really important, and I believe this gift of creativity is going to follow you through your whole life. So I just bless it in Jesus' name. Do good.
Just kind of piggybacking off of what she was saying, and everybody's got to listen to this so you can figure out who it's for. When Roxanne introduced Luke and said he was a man of integrity, a few minutes after that, I was looking over here and I saw a young man, and I heard the Lord say, that's what I want to be able to say about him. But he needs to fess up to something. And then the Lord said, but you can't point him out because it would embarrass him. But that's okay, because there's two or three other people here that have the same issue, and they'll know who they are when you give this word. So if you got to fess up so that you can be a person of integrity.
Now, Kenan, this word is for you, and it has nothing to do with what Father Dan just said. So, Kenan, I saw you with the blunderbuss.
Who's this for?
Kenan. So, Kenan, a blunderbuss, you might have to look it up, you know, to understand what it is, but it's a crazy-looking weapon, like a gun, you know, a rifle, but old-timey, right? So what the Lord says, He's going to give you weapons of warfare like you've never seen before in your life. And as you enter into high school, you are going to be His man. And when you pray into times and situations for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you and make right choices, because you are bold. And when you learned about David and you heard today what Luke was saying, that much of that is for you. You are full of surprises. You are definitely God's man. And God is going to equip you for the situations you're going to encounter. Don't ever worry about it. There's no fear involved. God is equipping you with unusual weapons of warfare for surprising situations.
Amen. Everybody here has red hair. You don't need a word. God's already proven that you're His favorite. He loves you more than anybody else, other than the fact that you have red hair.
I'll show her real quick. The girl in the third row, middle red. I guess your name's Azakas. I can't call you out.
Ellie.
Yeah. I feel like God just told me to tell you that you have like longing eyes for, like longing, hungry, loving eyes for the Lord, and how He just wants you to go all out today. And that's about it, yeah.
I see a unicorn back here. You are the unicorn. Have you ever seen the Chronicles of Narnia? Okay, well, I see you as a Lucy, and I see you going into Narnia ready to receive and believe everything that Narnia has, you know. And that's what it's going to be like with you and the Lord as you grow up, is you're going to have just that childlike belief that everything you face, you're just going to have this unwavering belief in the Lord that he can do anything. And he's just going to use you to shine that light, and you're going to help others to see the things of the Lord that they might not be able to see, but you're going to touch them, and you're going to pray for them, and you're going to speak to them, and they're going to be able to see it the way that you see it as a child.
I just keep hearing this thing about being well-seasoned for you, and that means that this is a season where God wants to do something in your life. And I think it's very important that you journal during this season. I mean by season, like between now and the first of the year. Because what God's going to do is he's going to speak to you in your dreams too. So, like, if you have a smartphone, make sure you're in the mornings when you wake up, record in your phone, smartphone what dreams are. If you need somebody to help you interpret them, they can. But God's going to talk to you about how much he celebrates you. And in the process, you're going to come out of this place celebrating yourself at a level that qualifies you to what, like they were talking about, that where you're able to be a conduit or an instrument of God's love for other people. Okay? This is a season for celebrating you. All right?
So yeah. I felt like this word was for everybody. I saw a Christmas tree, and it's a real simple word. I just felt like the Lord wanted us to start asking him for his gifts because he's ready to give them. And so just start asking him. If you need a prophetic word, ask him. If you want the gift of prophecy, ask him. Just start asking him for his gifts. Oh, and also, I'm sorry, for the lady in the gray shirt, I'm sorry to point you out. I feel like the Lord is going to honor your hunger. You're hungry right now, and he's about to just honor your hunger in a huge way, so.
Yeah, we've actually, there's actually five females here. I mean, you didn't raise your hand. I think there are three adults. There are two kids. They've really been struggling with depression. It's been going on for a while. And so but here's what I believe God wants to heal you. I believe if God can heal a person's back or heal a person who's blind, which we've seen God do, that he can certainly heal your brain chemistry. Can change in a moment. And demonic stuff usually don't cause things, but they'll come and aggravate things. And so I just want to pray for you right now. So everybody just close your eyes. In the name of Jesus, I just take authority over any spirit of depression attacking anybody in this room. And in Jesus' name, I just bind the spirit of depression off of you. Command that spirit to the feet of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord, that you're actually going to heal in a moment these five from depression as they receive the Eucharist today. Amen. So did Jennifer ever show up? Now, Jennifer?